Alright, welcome back. Welcome back.
The Oilam Avoid, the Oilam Toyre.
Oh, Tab of Ayin Beis. Unkatab, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Shulchan Aruch Harav writes further. Gam Akshav, even now, Shenichtava Torah Shebel Peh. The Torah is written down, Torah Shebel Peh is recorded. The Achola Ayin Besfarim, and you could always look something up in a safer. Eino Yotzei Dei Chavasto Bezeh Mitzvah Vishinantem. You're not necessarily Yotzei, the obligation of the Mitzvah Vishinantem, which teaches us we have to be fluent with Torah. Me'achar Shemagagim L'sholo V'eino Me'ishiv Lo Miyad. That you can't stumble for the person asking you, and you can't respond right away. Ad Sheya'ein, until you're able to look into it yourself. V'ein Alacha Zeberu Lo Kachoso. And the Lach is not clear to you, Kachoso, like your sister, meaning very close to you. Sheino Serich Lion, where you don't need to examine. Meaning, even though Svarim are written down, we have a mitzvah shinatim. Torah has to be fluent in our mouths. Somebody asks us a question, boom, 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 bang, 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 we got to know. Somebody asks us about stats, Ayal stats, we know right away. So somebody asks us Torah, we got to know right away. Because something that's important and meaningful, we should be able to just spit it back right away because it's so important to us. Maybe you can't learn many, many halachas right away at once. Don't worry, like the Chachamim say, it says in Avos, the malacha is not on you alone, not on you alone to complete, but at the same time, you're not free to exempt yourself from it. Back in the day, they used to learn by heart. Beginning, they learned two or three times in Mishnayos, or Brisos B'Shavu in the week. They reviewed it 100 times or more. Whoa! Imagine that. Back in the day, they would review many times. You can't compare somebody who learns 100 times to somebody who does it 100 times at once. The one who does it 101 is called those who serve Hashem. There's one who's called who doesn't serve Him properly. Look at the Gemara Chagiga there. It's fascinating. The Achshav Shetorah Shebal Peh Ketuvah Lefaneinu. The Torah Shebal Peh is written in front of us. Ein Sarich Lachzor Me'apamim Ve'achas. You don't have to go 101 times B'Shat Lemido Mamish. Don't worry, Baton. You don't have to do it 101 times. Even though he would. Rak Shizir Mo Lachzor Al Rishonos Tamid. You have to go over the earlier ones constantly. Leprakim Krovim, the ones that are close to you, the Prakim. The Inyan Shetiena Kol Lachos Shalamar Arata. So that it is all the lachas that you learned up to this point, chakukot heitev bischrono, are remembered very well in your heart. Kol yamim sheben time, all the days in between. Ubros lo b'ligimgum kibishas limudo mamish, and they're clear to you without stumbling, as if it's the time when you were learning it. So that's the charge to us: review, and that's when it soaks in our blood. That's when it becomes part of us. That's when we internalize it. And we've been saying this a lot, Chaver. Hopefully we could really take it to heart of soaking it in, trying, and not willing to move on until we get it down. And when somebody asks you a question, I don't know, I'm not sure, da-da-da, we should know. We should feel confident in the psukim, in the mishnayos, in the halachas. It should be something that we're very comfortable with, that we're able to really, really spit back very, very clearly. Let's do one more paragraph. A Gatav Od. Somebody forgets what he learns because he didn't review Karoi properly. It's considered as if he's guilty for his soul. Whoa. It's a real charge. The gam over belav shel Torah, over in the lava of the Torah, Shenemar, in Deuteronomy 4:9. Raki shemer lecha, v'shemor nafshecha ma'od. Be careful and guard your soul. Pen tishkach et dvarim asher ru'ei necha. Lest you forget that what your eyes have seen, upen yasur milvacha kol yimei chayecha, lest you remove it from your heart all the days of your life, hodatam levanecha, and let it be known to your children. The kibbutz chachamim sheina katu medaver baseret dibros levadan. Chachamim tell us it's not only talking about remembering the seret dibros. Elhu adin lekol Torah. This is the rule for all of Torah. So before we go into break to remember holy, holy Jews, that which we learn, our mishnayos, our Torah, our halachas, really take them in. We don't need our phones out. We don't need to be talking to a million other people. We don't need to be multitasking, because then we compromise our learning. When we're learning, we're locked in, really focusing and doing it again and again and again a few times and reviewing it. And that way we really are zoichet to have a kinyan on it.